Arbuckle's Coffee, the coffee that won the West. Up until the close of the Civil War, coffee was sold green. It had to be roasted on a wood stove or in a skillet over a campfire before it could be ground and brewed. One burned bean ruined it all. There was no consistency. In 1865, John Arbuckle and his brother Charles, partners in a Pittsburgh grocery business, changed all this by patenting a process for roasting and coating coffee beans with an egg and sugar glaze to seal in the flavor and aroma. Marketed under the name Arbuckle's Ariosa Coffee in patented, airtight, one-pound packages, the new coffee was an instant success with chuckwagon cooks in the West who were faced with the task of keeping cowboys supplied with plenty of hot coffee out on the range. Arbuckle's Ariosa Coffee packages bore a yellow label with the name Arbuckle's in large red letters across the front, beneath which flew a Flying Angel trademark over the words Ariosa Coffee in black letters. Shipped all over the country in sturdy wooden crates, 100 packages to a crate, Arbuckle's Ariosa Coffee became so dominant, particularly in the West, that many cowboys were not aware there was any other kind. Being keen marketing minds, the Arbuckle brothers printed signature coupons on the bags of coffee, redeemable for all manner of notions, including handkerchiefs, razors, scissors, and wedding rings. And to sweeten the deal, each package of Arbuckle's contains a stick of peppermint candy. Due to the demands on chuckwagon cooks to keep a ready supply of hot Arbuckle's on hand around the campfire, the peppermint stick became a means by which the steady coffee supply was ground. Upon hearing the cooks call, "Who wants the candy?" some of the toughest cowboys on the trail were known to vie for the opportunity of manning the coffee grinder in exchange for satisfying a sweet tooth. Today, thanks to the folks at Arbuckle, the cowboys' favorite, Arbuckle's Ariosa Coffee is available once more. Complete with the original Flying Angel trademark, the one-pound packages of rich beans are every inch the full-bodied aromatic coffee you'd expect from the likes of Arbuckle's. There's even a piece of peppermint inside. No longer just a fond memory for a dwindling breed of old-time cowmen. Arbuckle's Ariosa Coffee is back and as good as ever. Brew up a pot of Arbuckle's, partner, and enjoy the sunrise.